The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Eklund with a shot. He scores! William Eklund caps an astounding comeback. The Sharks win it!
You're listening to the San Jose Sharks Morning Tide. Morning Tide.
Tyler Toffoli on a brilliant feed from William Eklund. Macklin Severini, his first National Hockey League hat trick. Smith shoots. Score! Will Smith just tied the game!
Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
Minute and 18 seconds to go. Sharks 2, Bruins 1. Empty net. Celebrini. Eklund. Stick handles. Shoots. Hit the goalpost. Rebound. Graff. Score! Empty net goal for Colin Graff. Right after William Eklund missed the empty net. Colin Graff, the kid from Lincoln, Massachusetts, drops it into the back of the goal and puts the Sharks in front 3-1 over Boston.
Yeah, it's important, right? I mean, we feel the tank has got some energy back, and we want to run with the energy and use it as our advantage and make it a tough place to play. And I thought, you know, last night we had an opportunity to do that, and we disappointed, you know, the fans. And, you know, and tonight I thought we did a better response and running with the energy in the building.
Good morning, everyone. How are we all doing? The San Jose Sharks have us waking up winners once again, as they downed Boston last night by a final of 3-1, taking 3 out of 4 on the homestand, showing corrections from a game a day prior, performing at a higher level on the second night of a back-to-back, and landing at a record of 11-9-3, just one game under a true 500 on the year, 25 points, which has them tied with Utah in points, but one spot back of the final wild card in the West. They are in third right now, but they're also only 2 points back of Vegas for third in the Pacific, 3 points back of Seattle, and 4 points back of Anaheim right now. And I want to go back to the start of the season where people were riffing, yeah, the future is teal, but the present is pain, things like that, which that was a good riff. I'll be the first to acknowledge it. But right now, the present is teal. It's no longer even a future situation, and it's a whole lot of fun. There is no pain involved because the Sharks lost 2 games on the road, came back home, won 2, lost 1, and bounced back with another win. That is the type of reaction. That is the type of overall thing that you're hoping to see from a hockey team, that it's not just about the win streaks, that it's not just about, you know, being super hot or super cold. This is a team that is correcting itself and figuring things out day after day, week after week. And when I look at the record from the start of the year to where we are now, they were 0-4-2 to start the season, since they are 11-5-1. I know that that is a wild swing of polar opposites to go from one side to the other like that, but it's hard to ignore what they've turned into. It's hard to just say, oh, well, this is a fluke, or this is just a correction from the start of the year. It is a correction from the start of the year, but I do think that it is more in line with reality of the type of team they are capable of being. You've got Dmitry Orlov out there being a little bowling ball on skates, taking guys out. Macklin Celebrini playing like he's the best player in the league. You've got Will Smith getting better with each passing week. The defensemen of the future and Shakir Mukhmudulin and Sam Dickinson are figuring things out. They're having an impact on games. Yaroslav Askarov is on a legendary heater right now. It seems like it's impossible to score on him. Everything that the Sharks have been hoping for with the future is a present reality. And that is just such a rapid acceleration of what we hoped we would see versus what we are seeing versus what we think we can see as this team gets deeper into its timeline. And watching all these young players with the veterans, Gaudette's been great, Kurashev's been great, Eklund has been great, all these things happening, you know, right at the same time, it just gives me so much hope for where this team could go. And I know they will probably not keep at this hot of a pace for the entirety of the year, but I will go back as I will toot my own horn. I'm often very self-deprecating, but one of the things that I said that I expected this year was that the Sharks would get out to a hot start, get out over their skis, and then eventually peter out as we got later into the year. Well, right now, they are off to that hot start. They are in the playoff conversation, and I think we can all say that they are ahead of where we thought they would be. And that's not an insult or anything like that, because everything in our brains tells us to question if this is the true Sharks, to question if this is something that they can actually be going forward with a consistent level of play. It hasn't been there for years, guys. I would argue since the 2018-2019 season when they went to the Western Conference Final. It has not been there for a long time, and we are right to wait for the other shoe to drop. But I will put against that, there is no guarantee that the other shoe drops. This team could be for real. We have to wait to find out. I know we all want to believe. I try to temper myself. I try not to get too hyperbolic. But right now, the San Jose Sharks are a dangerous team. 7-3-0 in their last 10. You know, that's about as good as any team in the NHL right now. Minnesota's been 8-1-1. Colorado's been 9-0-1. Otherwise, yeah, the only other team that's in that discussion, I think, is Tampa, who are 7-3-0 in their last 10 as well. And if you are a team that is in that conversation of quote-unquote hottest in the NHL, you're doing something right. Ryan Warsofsky has been able to deliver his message, and that is my favorite part about this, is that, you know, in years prior, the coaches would have a message. The team would not react to that message. And I'm not saying that's a problem of the coaching staff. I don't know that the talent or experience level was here across the board on the roster. That's just reality when you're in a rebuild. But now this team has the ability to rectify those mistakes, to put a better product on the ice, to change from one game to the next. And that makes us all very, very excited about what the future can hold, because this team, while it is playing above its head, gives you an inkling of what they have the ability to turn into year after year and hopefully turn into a true contender in the NHL. Right now, enjoy it. Right now, have fun with it. I certainly am. We're going to get into some highlights here. I got some interviews with you as well. The best part about getting all these wins, we keep on getting more and more exclusive interviews. I spoke with Sam Dickinson, Tyler Toffoli, and Shakir Mukhmudulin. You're going to hear those in a second. We're also going to get into some of the other post-game reaction, but I wanted to play some Dan Ruzanowski highlights because that's all part of the fun here on the Sharks Audio Network. We have a Hall of Fame play-by-play announcer. So yeah, you can bet we are going to play you those highlights. Shakir Mukhmudulin got the Sharks on the board with his first goal of the year, assisted by Mario Ferraro and Barclay Goodrow.
Landry has those legs, moves down the left wing side, but Goodrow steals the puck, drops it back. Here comes a shot on net from Mario Ferraro, save made by Swayman. Goodrow went back to Ferraro. Now Mukhmudulin shoots. He scores! Tremendous pressure by the Sharks on the forecheck, and Shakir Mukhmudulin getting the puck on his stick and ramming it home, and the San Jose Sharks have the 1-0 lead against the Boston Bruins. Shakir Mukhmudulin getting his first goal of the season and the third goal of his NHL career.
The Sharks get on the board first, and the tank was rocking. You may have heard Ryan Warsofsky talking about the tank on the way in. I asked that question because I loved hearing his response about the tank, feeling like the tank again. It's back, guys. It's back. The Sharks are up 1-0. They're in control of the game, and Yaroslav Askarov is just a brick wall every time the Bruins came on the attack.
Zacha Pasternak on the ice right now. Joining him on the left wing side tonight, Kuznudinov. Bruins win the draw again. Here comes the shot by Pasternak, a one-timer from the left circle, and that is an absolutely spectacular move by Yaroslav Askarov to get to the right side of the net and knock that puck away. Tremendous save by Askarov.
Great plays by Askarov were also being backed up by great defensive plays like Dmitry Orlov putting on a hip check for the ages.
And just on sheer will, got it out to center. Knocked down there by the check from Orlov. Then he runs into Corrali with a big hip hit as they went for it, and that brings a big rise from the crowd. Coming up ice now, here come the Sharks. Delandry across the line. Nice move to the slot. Graf couldn't get his stick down as Zadorov lifted it up just a bit, and we've got a tripping penalty coming up, and it looks like that's going against the Bruins. That all started with a big hip check there by Dmitry Orlov, and it turned into a really good scoring chance by the Sharks.
Yeah, one hand feeds the other. The offense, the defense, getting it done all night at the Tank. The Sharks would also build upon that lead. Who else but Macklin Celebrini doubling the lead, making it 2-0, scoring what would eventually be the game-winning goal.
But here comes Macklin Celebrini, moving from right to left. Across the line, slips the pass to Eklund, moving into the zone. Has to catch it on his backhand. Turns to the right corner, went to Toffoli. Now to the point, here comes Celebrini. He scores! Macklin Celebrini goes top shelf from the left circle and beats Swayman. And the Sharks score on the power play. Orloff got that puck from the far side, gave it to Celebrini, and the Sharks lead 2-0.
That's another two-point game for Macklin Celebrini as he continues to just be an absolute monster every time he is out there on the ice. Now, the Bruins did provide the pushback that we were expecting as they have the deficit, a goal from Morgan Geekie halfway through the third period. That made it a 2-1 game, but time and time again after that, as Boston pushed, Yaroslav Askarov kept on coming up with a big, big stop.
Now to Pastrnak. He keeps the puck in play smoothly. His pass goes off the stick of Zacha and ricochets back to center, though. And the Sharks need to change quickly. They will. Pastrnak slips by a check, moving in, shooting it. Glove save made by Askarov off Pastrnak at 13:41 the third.
But the Sharks maintained their 2-1 lead. Strong defense, strong net minding, taking care of the puck, doing all the little things right. And eventually it was rewarded by way of an empty netter scored by Colin Graf to give the Sharks a 3-1 final. 3 out of 4 on the homestand, and a good feeling as they head into the start of the Thanksgiving week. Only one more game on the road before Thanksgiving, then they're back home on Friday. How about some Colin Graf?
Minute 18 seconds to go. Sharks 2, Bruins 1. Empty net. Celebrini. Eklund. Stick handles. Shoots. Hit the goalpost. Rebound. Graf. Score! Right after William Eklund missed the empty net, Colin Graf, the kid from Lincoln, Massachusetts, drops it into the back of the goal and puts the Sharks in front 3-1 over Boston.
A compete level and how hard you have to work to win in this league, how you have to win pucks, 50-50 pucks. You got to win in there, get in there. You got to put a nose over a puck. It's hard to win in this league. But the feeling after a locker room is pretty good, when you get it done. So it's about being an everydayer in the National Hockey League, and that was, the main message today.
That's head coach Ryan Warsawski. You heard right after that empty netter from Colin Graf. And, yeah, the feeling after in the locker room, I can't tell you guys. I've been working for the Sharks since 2019. I've been covering the Sharks throughout my entire professional career as a broadcaster. Right now, the vibe in the dressing room after games, wildly different than what it was a year ago. Wildly different than what it was 3 years ago. It hasn't been like this since the quote-unquote good old days. And I always reference the 2018-2019 campaign when the Sharks went to the Western Conference Final. And, I think back to when the Sharks were hosting the All-Star that year. They had Carlson and Burns and Pavelski as All-Stars. It was smiles. It was wins. It hasn't been like this for a long, long time. And we keep on getting these moments. We keep on getting these just absolute, feel-good atmospheres that were not there previously. That's what I have to come back and harp on. It wasn't like this last year. Even when a win, yeah, you felt good, but there was still just the sense that it probably wasn't going to last. And I'm not trying to say that in the pejorative. It was just kind of a reality. It was like they knew where they were. When you start off, consecutive years with near double-digit losing streaks, I think it was, 11 games 2 years ago, 9 games last year, you're buried. 0-4-2 this year, still pretty tough, but the Sharks have had a remarkable correction, a correction that they did not have the ability to do last year. And again, not saying that as a negative, I'm just saying that is the stark reality. This year, they have found the turnaround. You have your young draft picks like Dickinson and Eklund and Mook Madulin and Celebrini and Smith all performing at such a remarkably high level. Colin Graf, undrafted, keeps on performing at a remarkably high level. Then you've got guys like Tyler Toffoli, Gaudette, Kurashev, Delandria, Reeves. I mean, you go down the list, we're talking about team victories. Yes, Macklin Celebrini once again had a game-winning goal last night and a multi-point game, but the Sharks are getting contributions everywhere. Right? I mean, just everywhere, and that's exactly what you want to have happen. You want these guys competing. You want them fighting. You want corrections. You want all of that, and they're giving it to you. Even if they don't win every game, they are able to make quick rectifications and find their way back on the right side of things. For now, again, we don't know how this season is going to end up, but for now, they are doing so many things right that you have to enjoy it. All right, let's get into some of these post-game interviews. Like I said, I was able to talk with Sam Dickinson first about what he saw in this win.
We're here with Sam Dickinson after a very nice victory for the San Jose Sharks. 3 out of 4 on this homestand. Just how big does that feel to you?
Yeah, really big. I mean, you always want to win as many games as possible at home, especially, and we did a great job this week, I think, just battling a lot of tough games, a lot of close games that we did a great job closing out in, a couple big OT, big shootout. And then just coming in here and playing a really good team and just kind of getting the job done, and it's a great feeling.
Watching your game, I feel like I'm seeing more of the little things. There was a play just about under 5 minutes left in the third period. You're going off for a change, but right before you get to the bench, you got right in the way of what was going to be a little zone entry pass. And I don't know if that would have been in your game 2 weeks ago. You might have been a little bit more, single-minded. But are the little things starting to come into your game? Do you feel like that's happening?
Yeah, I think just, more comfortable, more confident. I think that's where those little plays come in. They're big all over the ice. They're the little things that get you out of your zone, keep you in the offensive zone. And I think they're big plays that, not only myself, but everybody's been doing a great job of. And, those have led to scoring chances, big plays.
I'm also watching you feeling a little bit more comfortable, with a little bit of talk back at guys. Is that just always part of your game? Now you're maybe feeling a little bit more comfortable doing that?
Yeah, I think it's just, when a scrum happens or something like that, I'm not going to be the guy to shy away and get out of there, stand up for my guys, be there for my teammates, have their backs. I'm sure they've got mine. So, just little things like that, bring us together as well.
The defensive structure seemed really, really big today. It seemed like you guys were doing a lot of really good work, interrupting passing lanes, stick checks, contesting shots. Did it feel that way during the game?
Yeah, I think, especially their top guys, they can make some pretty sweet passes. So, it was big to, make sure we're getting in lanes, playing well, trying to not be in the defensive zone as much as possible. And I think we did a great job of that, kind of breaking things up. The great thing is even when those get through, we've got Askey in the pipes, and, he's been lights out.
Tell me about Yaroslav Askarov. Obviously, another great performance when he's playing like that. How much easier does that make your job?
Yeah, I mean, just knowing you've got a goalie like that behind you, just kind of gives you a deep breath when you're out there, knowing that that he's always got your back, we got to go out there and have his back too. Through the whole season here, he's just been a rock back there, and a huge piece of this team so far.
What's it like practicing against him and Nedeljkovic, who are both playing so well right now?
Not fun. They kill my confidence. I don't score very much, so I think sometimes they just let one in if they see I'm getting a little frustrated that it's not.
Yeah, no, but I mean, just watching these guys, it feels like the defense is feeding off of them. They're feeding off the defense. Does it feel like there's momentum being generated right now with the team overall?
Yeah, I think, all three, forwards, D, goalie, we're all getting more momentum, just getting more comfortable with each other. And I think you can see it out there when we play. We're playing for each other, which is really big.
Yeah, I mean, does it feel like you understand what your teammates are going to do? Obviously, this is your first year. You haven't been here for a long time, but do you understand what's happening around you now? Are you developing that chemistry? Because I feel like that's an overused term. But, you play with these guys, you figure out what they're going to do.
Yeah, it's absolutely a big thing to, just kind of get a feel for guys' little tendencies that they're going to do. It's a really big thing. So I think, as a team, we've come a long way in that, and it's going to contribute to a lot of wins.
You get a little bit of rest before the team goes off to take on Colorado. What's the emphasis for the next 2 days after being able to take care of business after a loss against Ottawa 2 days ago?
Yeah, I think just take care of your body, take care of what you need to do, and then obviously a really tough opponent coming up on the road. So I'm going to have to be prepared and come up with another big game.
Yeah, in terms of going up against a team that's been hot like Colorado, does the mentality kind of come back like, hey, we've been hot too?
Yeah, absolutely. We've been playing really good hockey recently. They've obviously been playing really good hockey as well. So, we just got to kind of come up with the same mentality we have and, give them all we got.
And here's my go-to question that I've been asking. Do you have a meal that you have when you win, or do you just take whatever's on the table?
The chef here has been unbelievable. So the food's been really good. So, whatever he's cooking up, I'm putting down.
That's good, man. You look like you're eating well. So that's good to see, man. But congrats on the win, Sam. Appreciate your time, and I'll talk to you soon, all right?
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, Sam Dickinson keeps on getting better and better with each passing game, it feels like. So it's fun to watch his progression. Now let's hear from Tyler Toffoli.
We're here with Tyler Toffoli after the Sharks' very impressive victory over Boston here on a Sunday afternoon game at the Tank. 3 out of 4 in this homestand. That's just got to be a nice feeling for you guys overall.
Yeah, I think it's obviously, like you said, it's a really good feeling. I think we kind of let one go yesterday, but nice to see us move forward so quickly and have a good performance tonight.
Yeah, did it feel like the team kind of rectified the problems that were happening yesterday against Ottawa?
Yeah, in a sense. I mean, I think we just played overall a lot better. So if we just continue to build and understand what makes us successful, we just got to keep pushing.
These tight wins were the games that a year ago were probably one goal losses or overtime losses, something to that effect. How nice is it to be able to handle these games, manage the situations, and walk away with the 2 points?
Yeah, it's good. It's huge. Obviously, I think our confidence is really high going into every single game, and I think it's showing mostly every single night. So, like I said, we just got to keep moving forward, and really good opponent on Wednesday, I think it is, and be ready for that.
You're obviously watching a lot of these younger guys continue to ascend. How much fun is it for you to watch when you do see Will and Mack and Colin Graf and Shakir McMadoolin or even Sam Dickinson today starting to find their legs more in this league? Because this was a situation you were in a while ago, but you went through it yourself and you see them learning it in real time.
For sure. I mean, they're getting a lot of opportunity too, and I think they've been doing a really good job of it, and definitely one of the reasons why we've been successful this season. So got to keep improving, keep getting better every day, and just keep building off of the things that have been making us successful.
Have you had to tell Michael Meeson not to be frustrated with injury, that it's a part of being in the NHL?
I mean, there's not much really for me to say. I mean, obviously unfortunate, so hopefully it comes back soon.
Yeah, and just the difference from a year ago with the team, is that pretty fun for you to watch and be a part of at the same time?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's been a huge jump, and I think everybody's excited. Our expectations are extremely high, and I think, like I said, going into every single game, we're expecting to win and really believe in ourselves.
Was that belief, I guess, was it a different type of belief? Because I know you guys were confident, always in good vibes at practice when I was there, but is it just an overall different feel right now because the hard work is being rewarded?
I mean, vibes are good because there's just good guys in the locker room. So we're just same vibes and winning more games.
Nice, nice. What do you make of the power play right now? Because I know that's continually been a talking point for the team.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we're working hard to get better and try and figure things out. And whether you're scoring goals or not, you just got to make sure you're building momentum. And I thought we did a pretty good job tonight, obviously getting the one, but along with the 5-on-3, getting a lot of really good looks, and just couldn't find it there.
Nedeljkovic was really good yesterday. Askey once again really, really good today. How much confidence is there watching your goalies play the way they're playing right now?
Yeah, it's great. It helps us play a lot more freely. Understanding that every once in a while there is going to be a breakdown. You're playing against really good hockey players, and knowing that they're behind us and they're making clutch saves and keeping us in games definitely helps us a lot.
How about in practice going against two guys like that? Is that, you feel it helps your game?
For sure. I mean, obviously competition's high. Askey's obviously very outspoken and his jokes on the ice, and Ned, sneaky, a lot of sneaky chirps. So it's definitely been a lot of fun.
That's cool. Now, what's your plan now for the next 2 days? Just rest and get ready for Colorado?
Yeah. Just same old. Watch the football game tomorrow night, and
nice.
Just chill out.
Yeah, and just you guys have been another one of the red hot teams in the NHL right now. I know that Colorado is a red hot team. They've got a Stanley Cup as a pelt on their wall. But do you feel like this team right now has the right type of confidence and mentality going up against these hot teams like Boston, another hot team? You guys just took them down.
For sure. I think, like I said, we have the confidence going into every single game, and they're going to be ready for us. Obviously, we played them here at home, and obviously played well and everything against them. So it's going to be a tough matchup, and it's always a hard building to go into.
Here's the other question I've been asking. Do you have a go-to win meal, or do you take whatever's on the table?
Whatever's on the table. nothing too special.
Right on, man. Well, I let you go. Congrats on the win. Have a happy Thanksgiving. We'll see you back here soon, all right?
Awesome. Thank you.
Again, Tyler Toffoli, such good vibes around him. Always enjoy hearing what he has to say. And then we brought in Shakir McMadoolin. By the way, I've always liked Shaq, but now his English has gotten so good that we can get interviews with him. He is a really insightful guy. He's got a good sense of humor, and I love the fact that now we can do interviews with him, and his game is also growing by leaps and bounds. And he's healthy. That's the most important thing.
All right, we're here with Shakir Mukhmudulin after the San Jose Sharks posted a very convincing win against Boston Sunday at the Tank. How good did it feel to get that goal?
Yeah, you know, it's tough when you play back-to-back games, and always fun when you win the games. So, yeah, we have good vibes before the day off. Enjoy it for sure, yeah, but in the, we just try to play simple today.
Yeah.
Dmitry knows it.
Is it fun playing with Dmitry, having him on
sure,
the team?
Sure. You see his hit, how he hit guy today. It's
like, yeah. Do you see that big hit he leveled up?
Yeah. Oh. Now my father sent me that, for sure.
That was a nice one, man. But this was a big, you know, step up after yesterday. I know the team was frustrated yesterday, but you come in with a really big performance. Just how good is it to know that the team can make those corrections from one day to the next?
You know, it's pretty good, yeah. Yesterday it was tough day for us. Legs not moving, head not working, brain not working. So, you know, it's everything is wrong yesterday. But, yeah, it's good. We learned something from that. Today we watched some video. We have some meeting today in the morning. Mm-hmm. So, and yeah, how I'd say, we just try for, try to play simple, pretty simple from the first period, and it's give us advantage. Yeah.
And you've been here for a bit now with this franchise. How much fun is it to watch these wins come in with greater consistency and to get the results that you guys want?
You know, we always enjoy when we win the games, special after last season when we have like a couple bad streaks, when we lose like 8-10 games. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's always fun, and I think we have a really good team right now. And you know, it's nobody knows what's happened. We wanna join the playoffs.
How do you feel about your game right now? Because I know that you took that injury early on, but it looks like you've come back and have been playing the best that we've seen of you here in San Jose and in your young NHL career.
Yeah, you know, you always have something to improve. I gotta figure out my third period, especially because I, you know, but always like totally I'm. Like how I how I'm playing, and just want to help our team to win every game, and just play for the team. Yeah.
How much fun was it watching Yaroslav Askarov do his thing today?
No, he's a really good goalie, really good guy. He's so funny on the ice during the game, special too. You know, when he on, we have two great goalies. You know, we feel confident when we know who is on the back. So. You know, it's good to have two really good goalies.
How is it practicing against Nedeljkovic and Askarov? Does that do a lot for your game?
I'm not sure if he's working on 100% during the practice, but because he's doing some funny stuff sometimes. You know, he loves it, but, you know, it's good for us too. When you shoot in a practice against a good goalie, it's easier to score during the game. You know?
That's good. How does the team start to prepare for a really good team in Colorado on Wednesday?
First of all, we have the off tomorrow, and just enjoy this win today, and have a good rest yesterday, tomorrow, and have good practice in flight, and you know, and just thinking about next game right start from tomorrow. You know.
Yeah. No. Nice. Yeah. And then this question I've been asking: do you have a go-to post-game meal, or do you take whatever food they're putting out on the table?
I love it steaks after the game.
There we go.
They give me some power. You know.
Right on, man. Well, congratulations on the win. Look forward to seeing you in Colorado. Have a happy Thanksgiving. We'll see you back here on Friday. All right.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, Shakir Mukhmudulin, so much fun watching him progress and seeing these Sharks young defensemen have really high quality performances, and talking to him after the game as well as Sam Dickinson. And their play was actually something that Ryan Warsowski specifically talked about after the win.
Yeah, Sam Dickinson was really good too.
What about them made them most successful?
They were skating, they were engaged, they had purpose to their game. You know, they were the brains were turned on.
Their brains were turned on because the game is slowing down for them. And I know that Mukhmudulin has more experience at this point than Sam Dickinson, but obviously these are young future impact players, and I am very excited to see what they both turn into. And I know everybody wants defensemen to be Cale Makar and hit the ground running and be a, you know, just MVP type player from day number one of their careers, but it takes time. It takes time, but Sam Dickinson and Shakir Mukhmudulin are big, strong guys. They understand the game, and they're playing better with each passing week. But guys, it's Thanksgiving week, and the San Jose Sharks are in the playoff conversation. That is a huge, huge win for us. No matter how we talk about the start, no matter how things finish, that's something that has not been part of the conversation for the last few, several years, not even few years, several years. The Sharks are part of the conversation regarding the playoffs as we head into the Thanksgiving week. I don't know if there was any more of a checkpoint you could ask for. That's a pretty big one for me. We are just about out of time. Wednesday, I will be back with you as we get ready for Colorado. That is going to be a 6 o'clock start, 5:30 pregame, right here on the Sharks Audio Network. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey, signing off.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yend.